This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, and I'm with Candace Brim, my wife, the better half. I overmarried. Mom always tells everybody, and I did, praise the Lord.
No,
there is a God.
Equally yoked. Equally
but
yoked.
We are pastors, co-pastors of a church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, called A Glorious Church, Mom's Home Church, and we train champions for Christ. So if you want some training, want some coaching, want some stretching, want to win, and you don't have a church, come on and join us.
Yes.
You can call 918-371-4589. Now, we've been talking about signs and giving signs in Philippians 1:28.
Yes,
and
we
that,
got
and
it.
You need to read that in the Amplified. What signs have you been given? Here's your sign. Don't give signs to the devil. That's why he's winning.
Yeah.
You got to stop giving signs. He can't read your mind. And you need to get Monday and Tuesday's teaching. This is Wednesday.
Right.
And it's going to lead us right into something else about the sign giving.
Right, yeah.
Plus, I think you guys got a couple things you might want to share, but where do we where we're going to tail off from the sign giving?
Well, let's just back up, because I wanted to read that scripture again in the New Living Translation on
Philippians 1:28,
because I really like this one word in here. It says, don't be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved, even by God himself. They are going to be destroyed.
So when the devil attacks you, and you don't give a sign of fear,
right?
But something like faith comes out of you, mm-hmm. like, greater is he who is in me than he is in the world, and he's got a better job for me.
Yes.
And the doctor's report, no, by his stripes I was healed.
Right.
Faith comes out, and you don't give a sign of weakness. You don't give a sign of intimidation or fear.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Bible says, that devil will flee.
Yes, he will flee.
That's
and it
awesome.
Says here, be destroyed. That situation will be destroyed if you don't give that sign.
Huh. And you know what? I thought there's a lot of people, there's a lot of Christians that can't wait to get to church to give signs. They, they can't
testify
wait to
the signs.
Testify what the devil's done to me.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. No, I'm just kidding.
I was listening to a tape from Brother Hagin just yesterday, and he was talking about not giving the devil his due.
Yeah, never
you
let him see you sweat.
Never let the devil, you know, you shouldn't go around, oh, the devil's doing this to me. Or, well, then you're telling everybody, you're actually saying, this is what Brother Hagin was saying, you're actually saying that the devil is greater than God. He's putting all this upon you, and it's
and
just
according
a sign.
To Philippians 1:28, he's not going to flee, and he's not going to leave, because he now knows, because you told him
he knows.
To get you there. And there's a lot of people who say, I don't know how he knows, but he knows to get me in this area.
Yeah.
Well, that's why. Here's your sign.
Right.
He's reading your sign. What if you stopped giving signs of intimidation and fear? What if you stopped?
Right.
What would happen? The momentum would shift. You'd start winning.
Right.
That's what we're here for, to help you win.
Well, it's almost like when you do continually give these signs, it's like you're wearing a billboard.
Absolutely.
On your chest that says,
devil,
okay, you can get me in this area.
I'm broke.
I'm broke.
Devil, I'm sick. Devil, I'm... And here they come. Now, that's why God said to the weak, let the weak say, I am strong. Don't even give a sign of weakness. Don't speak it. Let the poor say, I'm rich.
Yes.
I was thinking healed. Let the sick say, I'm healed.
Yes.
Don't give signs. That's why he told Joshua, be strong and courageous. Don't give a sign to the enemy.
I even remember, even in coaching with our daughter, who's 21 now, and now our son, who's 14, when they step foot on the court, basketball court, football field, baseball field, whatever arena they're in, if they start to give a sign, I mean, we could have bad shots, we could do all kinds of things, but as soon as they start giving sign, that's the first thing we talk to our kids about. Get your head up. Don't let anybody know you're tired.
Why, Candy?
Don't let anybody know that they've got you in any area. You
can't. It will help the opponent.
Right, it does.
Well, and Candy, I remember we were just talking before.
This is Jared, by the way.
And last, I don't know if it was a week before, Hannah was doing radio with Mimi, and she
told
me
Hannah?
My sister.
All right.
You know,
Hannah
the
Brand.
Perfect little prayer, praying down storms, and she's three. Person, you know, my competition.
I call her Hannah Boo. Hannah
so,
Boo.
So, she's a really, really good basketball player. She played at Rainbow. She was playing her championship game. The girl that was guarding her was like the head of the tournament's daughter, so she was making sure and did all the scouting report on her.
Yeah.
And Hannah, she could shoot outside, inside. So the defense that was needed was just face-to-face, hard defense, which wears you out.
Stay on her.
Yeah. And Hannah's just telling the story. That's why I can tell this for her. But she said she was on her the whole time. Hannah wasn't doing much, just running her normal plays.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half, first minute, second half, this championship game, the girl said to herself, "Man, I can't feel my legs."
And she said it out loud.
Yeah.
Gave a sign to Hannah.
Gave a sign.
And Hannah said, "My ears perked up like a little puppy, and you hear you got a snack waiting for a brr." You know? And she said, "That whole time I made sure to run baseline back and forth, back and forth.
So she ran her out.
And then they took her out.
So it gave Hannah a sign.
Yep.
And it helped Hannah.
Well,
it fueled her.
It destroyed.
Like it does the enemy.
Yeah.
So what if you're out there listening and you stopped giving signs?
Well, it destroyed her opponent. That opponent was
out. The momentum
shifted. Yeah.
And Hannah said up to that point she had no idea.
None whatsoever.
See, there it is. The devil doesn't know until you give signs. What if you stopped giving signs?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, in baseball, when we would steal the signs of the opponent, we win.
Yeah.
We're going to win. We know what they're going to do.
It's not always easy. Not to give a sign. I mean, it takes, you either live faith or fear.
It's faith. You got to get
it's
the
either
word.
Faith or fear.
But I have a question, and this is just a real question I haven't asked you at all before we did radio, Uncle Chip, with David. Sometimes he vented and his soul cried out, but then he always came back with who he was, and he finished with that.
Right.
Yeah. And he always came out victorious.
Right.
You know, so I just wondered your thoughts on that, because sometimes he started out like, you know, I'm hurting in this area.
Right.
You know, I'm feeling it.
Right.
And then, but I know he responded.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point, because you need to know who you are in him.
Right.
And if you're struggling right now with, you know what, I'm a sign giver. There's some really great Christian sign givers. I was one.
Yeah,
and
we all were one.
But go to Rhema and get that mini book in him.
Oh, definitely.
Go get that book. We handed it out to our church and taught on it, Candy and I did.
Several Wednesday
nights. You have to know who you are in him. That's it. And then when he attacks, you tell him, no, this is who I am.
Yeah.
And I remember coaching, and our players had to know who they were, you know, and what we're playing for, what we stood for.
Right.
Never let the enemy or the other team see you sweat, or they got you kicking dirt or rocks or, you know. Tilt your head or throw your glove or whatever. That's not what champions do.
Right.
So let's take the advantage off of the enemy.
Yeah.
And let's make him flee.
And it's never too late, just like with Jared asking that question about David. It was never too late for David to change his course of path.
Sometimes you need to just stop. Don't say anything.
Right.
What do you think? Quick to hear, slow to speak before you speak.
Right.
Because that's about to be a sign you're about to give.
Yeah. Well, the more I grow in the Lord and what I'm supposed to do for him, the less I say.
Mm-hmm.
Like a situation comes up, the less I say. I just don't say anything until it's the word of God.
And one thing, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
One thing, Brother Hagin, I was just listening to him. He said, it's real popular for people to ask, I need more faith than, I could see someone in this situation listen to this. I don't need to be a sign giver. Yeah, that's right. Lord, I need more faith. He said, no, you don't ask for faith. Mm-mm. He says, faith comes by
hearing.
Yeah, and hearing
by the
and
word
seeing
of God.
And hearing and reading
and doing.
And he said,
and doing.
So that's all it is. Just hear this. Hit that scripture like Uncle Chip said.
Yeah, right.
My people perish for a lack of knowledge.
Right.
Their knowing is what's hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
You won't perish. In other words, you could say you're not going to perish. You're going to win. Increase your knowledge.
Right.
Yeah. Increase your knowing.
Yeah.
And knowing what? The word.
Right.
Well, that's where faith is.
Mm-hmm.
There for every situation that comes up, there's a God is it's amazing for that exact situation, God has an answer in the word.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And that's John 15:5.
Yeah.
Let my words abide in you, whatever you ask, I'll give to you. Well, what is his words abiding in you? It's his word, the word of God.
Right.
And if you just tuned in all week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we've been basing this off Philippians 1:28. Do not for a moment over anything give signs to your enemy. But if you give signs of fearlessness and joy and power, that will be a clear sign to the devil of his destruction. Ah, that's what we, isn't that awesome? Don't you want to give the devil or whatever's been assigned against you? You know, there's been low-level devils and demons assigned. They've been given assignments against you. Yeah. And to report back to the accuser of the brethren. Well, what are they reporting? What if they went back and didn't have anything to report? Except for, they're just in faith.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the report.
Not going to that house.
Yeah, I don't want to go to that house. Don't assign me to them anymore.
Right.
It's one thing to say, don't give a sign, but it's another when you're really feeling like you want to give it.
Oh, yeah. When you really want to tell it.
You have to have the word to keep your mouth shut.
Yes, you do.
Because it's by faith, not by feeling at first, you know.
Amen.
And I remember my buddy is like a year or two ago, and he's like, man, this is being said and that and this. What do you, you got to say something.
You got to defend yourself.
Zip it up.
Nope.
And I'm like, the joy of the Lord is my strength and da da da.
Hey, what about this one? Ship is sinking. And Paul says, be of good cheer. Now, I think half of the crew thought he said, did he say save the beer? But no, he said, who says be of good cheer when your ship is sinking?
Right.
Who says when they're in prison, rejoice? And again, I say rejoice. Who does that?
Right.
Who says when you're falling into diverse temptations and trials and pressures, you know, rejoice and be full of joy?
Right.
Paul knew something.
Right.
He knew something.
He knew.
He never gave sign. Him, Paul and Silas, praise and worship God, chained up in prison in the midnight hour. He was a professional non-sign giver.
Right. Well, Paul knew who he was in Christ. He knew his authority in Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the more we know as Christians who we are in Christ and our authority, the more we know the word, the more we spend time fellowshipping in prayer with God, we grow in these areas, and it becomes easier not to give a sign. I want to share a story one time when, right before we were getting ready to go to ORU, I had a situation come upon me. I had symptoms, and I went to the doctor. And the moment that it happened, the Holy Spirit rose up in me, and he said, don't say a thing. He said, don't say a thing.
You'll hear him say that. He'll help.
Yeah. He said, don't say a thing. Confess my word. Don't say a thing, confess the word. And so that's what I did. I mean, I went for months and I didn't even tell Chip. And then I finally had to tell him because I was having to go these doctor visits in this different situation.
And I remember you telling me, don't you say anything negative. God told me not to say anything. And
don't
I
say
said,
a
yes,
thing.
Ma'am.
Don't say a thing. Right, and I didn't tell anybody. I didn't say anything. And I just, and sometimes not giving a sign is just don't say anything. Just, now, and then
only.
Follow it with the word.
The word
and
God.
So I did, and I went through all the testing I needed to do and everything came out all to the glory of God. So.
Praise God.
Yeah.
You know what, Candy, is going to happen tomorrow in Collinsville, Oklahoma? And if you are free from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock, meet Candy and I there.
Yes.
We're going to have this great shindig. It's called the Light the City. It's a youth rally, but everybody's invited. It's at the football field. Salee Football Field on 19th Street in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And we're going to have music, bands, giveaways, inflatables, not just for little guys, but big guys.
Right.
Really fun inflatables.
Yeah.
And prizes. And I'm going to speak. And we're going to have Mr. Carney's going to speak from
Daniel Carney.
Daniel Carney. And it's just going to be a lot of fun, food, fellowship. Fantastic time.
Yeah.
Anything else? Football. Well, football field, yeah.
Yeah.
But this has been the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. I'm Chip, and this is Candace Brim. And until next time, be strong in the Lord.